Behind the Scenes Tour by Allison Spector. We welcome all youth to the Mall of America. However, on Friday and Saturday evenings, youth under the age of 16 must be accompanied by an adult 21 years of age or older from 4 p.m. until close. Management. They don't want any troublemakers, you see. That's why they made the rule. Too many suspicious youth without enough economic value. Too young, too brown, too risky. They got goods for soccer moms, wasps, closet pedophiles, alcoholic fathers, spouse abusers, amateur arsonists, and meth technicians looking for the right kitchenware. But they got nothing on their shelves for thugs. Thugs. I think that's the word they used for us. Underage kids who didn't look like the version of America traditionally awarded an Oscar. A goddamn liability to some tight-ass stuffed shirt in a white-bread corporate office somewhere. The day we discovered the horrible truth was the day I was supposed to get lucky. A big splurge on a night with my girl at the mall's Nickelodeon theme park. Krista was the first to be caught by the lard-laden fat-ass rent-a-cop. Not even a real pig, just bacon bacon. She said his breath was hot and smelled like Bud Light and failed American dreams, cause Krista's a poet that way. Anyhow, the bastard grabbed my girl by the arm when she was trying to get on the roller coaster. I'd just come back from the bathroom when I saw Krista shrieking and fussing. The pig asked her where her guardian was and she told him to fuck off, which was the right thing to do if you ask me. But he didn't like her answer, and the next thing you know, she was dragged away by a bunch of bleach blonde Martha Stewart clones created by the Better Image Eugenics Emporium on the second floor. They keep them around for situations like this. The ladies shook their heads and wagged their tongues as they spirited her off to security, cause, you know, they'd never let their children run wild like that. I told the bastards to let her go, but assholes like that never listen. Instead, the rental cop's eyes started glowing and his gills started fluttering like they do with all security guards. And that's when the two dudes in the SWAT outfits rappelled down from the ceiling. They were all hulking and raging, and I swear to God they had a net. A real honest-to-God net, like out of one of those old cartoons. The dudes grabbed my shirt and started asking for my ID and proof that I belong here, and they dropped the net over my head before I even had a chance to produce my ID, because I'm going to be 16 next month and it isn't that big of a deal. But I guess it is to them. So I'm dragged away with Krista, screaming and cursing to the security desk. The chief mall warden breaks out the standard issue Iron Maiden and the water board, and Krista and I are getting scared as hell that we're going to be tortured or shipped off to one of the mall's re-education camps, when this creepy white dude in the aquamarine suit and matching top hat enters the office. Oh dear, what have we here? As he flailed his arms, I caught a glimpse of a black armband with an orca emblazoned across it, and then I recognize him. It was Wally Wanker from the Mall of America's Sea Life Aquarium. He claims he's Willy Wonka's lesser-known nephew. I claim he's weird as fuck. Or at least I would have if his army of seamen hadn't started dancing around us singing a song and rhyming couplets about how us kids from the hood were grumpy and gangish and up to no good. The hood? Gangs? Fuck these racist little bastards. I was from Medina. I gave the little aquatic turds a finger, and Krista was so freaked out that she just couldn't even, and I don't blame her. All I know is that Wally did some kind of secret handshake with the warden, and off we crowd surfed on the shoulders of the little blue people with fleshy fish faces and two strong arms. Where the hell are we going? I shouted, rapidly losing whatever calm I thought I might have had. Put us down! Yeah, seriously, enough of this creepy shit. Let us go, Krista yelled. Wally turned his head toward us as he skipped merrily up the escalator leading us to our cruel fate. His head turned 180 degrees in our direction. You seem so blue, whatever for? You kids have won the behind-the-scenes tour. My heart ran cold. It was worse than I had thought. The next 3 weeks ran together in a blur of ceaseless chanting, aquamarine velvet tracksuits, Pavlovian fear conditioning, and fish guts. We sat for hours staring at the jellyfish floating without a care in the world. We began to envy them. There were so many of us swimming and diving in tanks while humming along to tedious rhyming couplets, Krista's skin growing looser and more transparent every day as she frolicked with the dolphins. Bubbles pulled from my nose as my gills skimmed across the water. My unblinking manta ray eyes reflected back at me. I gurgled and gaped as I tried to catch a glimpse of the TV in the break room. There was nothing good on, just some news story about a bunch of teenage kids that had gone missing from the Mall of America. Sounded like thugs to me. I slid away from the glass and let my jaw fall loose as tiny flecks of plankton glided into my mouth.